Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today is from the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. You may be seated. My dear friends in Christ, alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia. You have to be wondering what's going through the disciples' minds today. After all, John repeats it, what, three times? What does he mean by a little while? What does he mean by a little while you will see me and then I'll be gone and then you'll see me again? What's going through their minds? What's going through their hearts? The pain, the agony of everything that is sitting on them, and Jesus saying, I'm going to go away. I mean, this is the man that they loved. This is the man that they cherished. This is the man that was guiding them into all truth. He had been teaching with an authority that no one had ever heard before. He wasn't teaching as one like a scribe. He wasn't just going off of the word that was there and then saying, well, this is what I think it means. Instead, he was teaching and he was telling them, this is what this means. That kind of clarity you don't just get. That's the kind of clarity in the scriptures that only comes from God. And so Jesus, going away for a little while, was bad news. Their hearts were broken. But Jesus, his heart isn't broken for them. Jesus tells them, it's actually a good thing that I go away for a while. He says, something's going to happen to you, or something's going to happen for you after I disappear. And when that happens, something great is coming, and that thing that is coming is the Spirit of Truth. And for all of the things that I've taught you, for the things that you taught me, the Spirit of Truth is going to guide you into all of the truth. After all, and so, Jesus looking at them and saying something greater. It's going to be painful, yes, while I disappear, but that pain is much like a woman who gives birth. During the process, well, I can imagine a lot more fun things to do. But during that process, it's all over when the baby comes out and she holds that baby for the first time in her arms. The sorrow that she went through, the anguish she went through, is turned into rejoicing. Now, can you imagine that for you? What sorrow is it that you have gone through? What sorrow is it that you're going through? What has God put into your life that you have to deal with now? Pain? Disease, your loved ones who have died. Those are the hard things. It's hard when your bank account doesn't go as far as you want it. It's hard when your family is angry at you. It's hard when your children don't want to obey you. It's hard when your children are leaving the house for the first time. Suffering and difficulty, they are part of this world. Not a good part, not a fun part, but they're part of it. And don't be mistaken, the suffering and pain that you go through in this world, it is given to you by God, truly. And I know we don't often like to think about that, but nothing happens that is outside of God's will. And God promises to use this pain and suffering for your good. After all, everything you go through is one thing closer to getting you toward that day of resurrection, a day when you will live and all the pain and the grief will be wiped away from your eyes. John sees that in his revelation, where he sees that all life is now good, for the Lord has made it so. But until that day, we still have to deal with what we have, what we're going through. And it's not always fun. Yes, there are times of happiness. Yes, there are times of joy. But life isn't always that. And if that's all that we had, if we just had that knowledge, that pain is just a natural part of life, and that's literally all that we knew, that really wouldn't be anything good for us, would it? I think sometimes we have to kind of go through the pain to understand why it is that we had to go through the pain. Sometimes we go through it and we never understand. It's true. Sometimes you will never get it. And we pray that when it comes to the day of resurrection, that's that day that you can sit down with Jesus and say, why did you let me have to go through that? Why did you give me that disease? Why did you let him die? Why did you let her get sick or injured? Life gets difficult. It's true. But if we just have the promise that life is difficult, then that's no promise at all, is it? What's the point of being a Christian if that's all that we know? I mean, after all, the world knows that life gets hard. The world looks at us and says, "You are in the same boat as we are. What hope do you have?" And they're right. If that's all that we have, we are in the same boat. The world looks at us and scoffs. The world looks at us and they rejoice over our sorrow because they see that we are just a little bit strange, a little bit weird, because we have joy in this life, even in the midst of pain. And that's because all of our sorrows will turn to joy. And we know, as Christians, again, that all of our sorrows and all of the difficulties and all of the dangers and all of the sicknesses and everything that we go through, it's ultimately pointing us back to Jesus. It's bringing us right back to this place where Jesus comes to you in His very body and His blood, and He gives to you that strength to endure, that strength to persevere, that strength to last through the pain of this life and into the next. That's what we say at the end of each table, right? Lord's body and blood bless and preserve you unto life everlasting. It's true. This is what the ancient fathers called the medicine of immortality. So that when you are sick, you take the medicine and you live. And when you sorrow, you take the medicine and you rejoice. And when you're in pain, you take the medicine and it goes away. Because what's here, what is offered in here and in all of this place, is truly a medicine that will last for eternity and beyond. And how is this all done? This isn't just done by wishful thinking. It's not just done because we hope that something happens. It's not just done because, well, you know, by the ritual itself, that happens to us. No, that's not how it's done. This happens because Jesus has promised to send to us the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings Jesus into your ear that you might be forgiven of all of your sin. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings to you the body and blood of Jesus Christ and puts Him into your mouth that you might live. The Holy Spirit is the one who washes you with the water. There's the font. I had to find it again. Washes you with the water. I keep thinking the podium is the font, and it's never the font. But there, His Spirit washes you in the water and gives to you this clean conscience that you can stand before God in faith and demand all that He's promised, life and salvation and forgiveness of sins. There is no more truth than what is found and what happens in this congregation. That the Lord is with you. And that even though you may not see Jesus right now with your eyes, you see Him with eyes of faith. And you receive Him in your mouth, and you receive Him in your ears, and you receive Him on your skin as you've been washed. The Spirit of Truth guides you into all truth. Not because He speaks on His own authority, but because what He hears, He's going to speak. What the Father says, He's going to tell. And the Father says to you, "I have sent My Son for you, and all will be made well." The Father says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and all things are in My hand, including you." Life is pain because of our sin. The sin that we've wrought, the sin that our forefathers, Adam and Eve, and everyone who came before us, the sin that they wrought into this world, the fact that we are sinners, not because we sin, but we sin because we are sinners, all of this, it makes life pain. And it is good, Jesus says, to weep and lament over the pain that is in your life now. It is good. It is right. And even though the world looks at you as you do so and may rejoice in that, your sorrow will turn to joy, for you are the ones who have had Jesus in your ears and on your skin and in your mouths and your body. Jesus is with you. and the Spirit has brought him to you, the Spirit is always going to bring him to you. As often as you return here, the Spirit will continue to bring you Jesus, which is to bring to you forgiveness, life, and salvation. This Jesus we worship this day, Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now may the Spirit, now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.